What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The public ministry requested to call to trial and that it apply the full weight of the criminal law and an exemplary sanction to former president of the Republic, Juan Carlos Varela, one of the accused in the Odebrecht case, qualified as the biggest robbery of public funds in history. During the allegations phase carried out by the public ministry, the prosecutor, Mahmoud Daoud Hassan, said that Varela received a large amount of money as a result of bribes from Box 2 of the company, that is, illicit money, and that all of this is duly accredited. It is clear that the pseudonym used in the Odebrecht payment orders referred to a former president of the Republic from 2014 to the 2019 period, Hassan said. And in addition to being shameful, it is an act that attacks all Panamanians against the decent citizens of this country, said the prosecutor. The prosecutor also asked that Jaime Lasso, identified as an intermediary between Odebrecht and the Panamanista Party, and his daughter, Michelle Lasso Barraza, be called to trial. In this sense, he stressed that the Panamanian electoral law prohibits the triangulation of donations to political parties and candidates. They must be done directly and without the intermediation of third parties, he specified. On this seventh day of the preliminary hearing for the Odebrecht case, the prosecutor maintained that both father and daughter, through different companies, made payments to benefit Varela, for which he considered that their participation is crucial within the scheme to channel the bribery scheme. Hassan also assured that Odebrecht wanted to have access to power. It was not content with having the works, and that for this it paid bribes, and bribes right and left, to presidents of the Republic, vice presidents, ministers of state, and even to candidates at election time. It was a package tailored to the highest level of corruption ever seen in Panama and the region, he added. Earlier, the public ministry detailed the different typologies that were observed in the investigation of the Odebrecht case, the use of fictitious contracts to justify the movement of funds, and the use of front companies to open accounts were some of the typologies described by the prosecution in the preliminary hearing of the Odebrecht case. The typology is the description of the methods used by money launderers, that is, all these people who are dedicated to money laundering, to give the appearance of legality to those assets from criminal activities, explained the prosecutor, Hassan, at the beginning of the act. Other typologies that were observed within the investigation were the use of figureheads to receive illicit payments, the use of false invoices, and the signing of blank documents. Corruption undermines democracy, gives rise to violence, undermines the quality of life, and infinitely affects the poorest. Corruption feeds injustice and discourages investment in our countries, added the prosecutor in his intervention. It should be remembered that on Monday, Judge Baloisa Martinez granted the prosecution an hour of argument for each of the 49 investigated, while the defense attorneys will have the same period of time to refute the prosecution's allegations. Calculating the number of defendants, this phase will take us until next week, warned prosecutor Ruth Morcillo. The third judge, deputy liquidator of criminal cases, Fernando Basurto, acquitted the former minister, Alma Cortes, and five other officials for the alleged commission of the crime of embezzlement to the detriment of the Ministry of Labour and Labour Development, Mitradel, for the alleged appropriation of per diem. Judgment number 34-2022 highlights that the judge, when analysing the different evidentiary elements as well as the different testimonies and reports, concluded that there was no damage to the state property. This since the money was returned to the Treasury and it was possible to determine what product of administrative procedures is that the double payment of travel expenses is given, not observing the fraud required by the type of crime investigated, the sentence states. The judge also pointed out that none of those investigated had within their powers to decide on essential elements such as travel dates, the calculation of the corresponding travel expenses and purchases of air tickets to be able to define dates of departure or entry to the country. The process is related to three meetings of the International Labour Organization in Geneva, Switzerland, in which former Mitradel officials allegedly attended. The investigation in his case began as a result of a complaint filed by the Public Ministry on the 28th of July 2014. The Public Ministry was represented by the discharge anti-corruption prosecutor, Ariel de Garcia, while the private technical defence was exercised by five lawyers and a public defender. Despite the growth of the state payroll during the administration of Laurentino Nito Cortizo, no official has entered the administrative career system via competition. This was confirmed by the director in charge of the General Directorate of Administrative Careers, DIGECA, of the executive body, Carlos Cortes, in a note dated the 16th of September, in which he answers questions from David Montenegro, former director of that instance, in the period of 2014-19. Cortes, in a note to which La Prensa had access, recalled that once Cortizo took over the country on the 1st of July of 2019, temporary measures were adopted to fill vacant administrative career positions. He indicated that at the beginning of this year, through Resolution No. 6 of February the 3rd of 2022, the holding of competitions to provide human resources for vacant administrative career positions in public sector institutions was postponed until there is a, quote, technical regulation for the recruitment and selection of human resources in the Panamanian public sector, duly approved by the Administrative Career Governing Technical Board, unquote. The official also explained that in addition to working on a regulation, the DIGECA is currently executing an audit process of positions in the entities that belong to the career regime to identify the tasks carried out by the public servants in their jobs and determine if they are exercising those that are inherent to their position or different from those of the position for which they were appointed and or accredited in the career. He assured that once the audit is complete, the DIGECA will begin the incorporation of public servants to the administrative career through the ordinary entry procedure and or special entry procedure. It should be noted that at the time the Ministry of the Presidency announced that it postponed the competitions in July of 2019 for administrative career positions after receiving complaints of alleged irregularities in the appointment of officials in the last months. This is of the past management, and or amid criticism from supporters of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, who asked not to be named. For its part, Montenegro indicated that Law 23 of May of 2017 establishes the form of entry into the career, returning the accreditations to those who meet the requirements for the position through merit-based contests and performance evaluation. The increase in the payroll and the number of officials and salary increases is due to the thousands of illegal dismissals and political appointments with high salaries, he assured. He added that now they want to reduce that payroll by pressurizing or dismissing more than 38,000 officials who have reached old age pension and retirement age and who earn low salaries. Why don't they remove those that they politically appointed with very high salaries, he asked. The state payroll is one of the components of government spending that puts the greatest pressure on the public debt. There are 256,579 civil servants registered until last June, being 226,344 permanent civil servants and the remaining 30,235 temporary. In total, there are 10,930 public servants within the administrative career from July the 2nd of 2017 to the 31st of July of 2022, of which the current government administration has designated 1,882 by special process, and of those, 1,877 entered in 2019, one in 2020, and four so far this year, none by contest as of July of 2019. The manager of Tucumán SA, Rafael Arab, must appear before the plenary session of the National Assembly next week, October the 5th, at 3 p.m. This was announced on Tuesday by the President of the Legislature, Crispiano Adames. A few weeks ago, the plenary session of the Assembly approved summoning Arab to answer an 8-question questionnaire on the collection of fees and income from the international airport. The motion for his appearance before the Legislative Chamber was presented by deputies from the various benches, including the Independents. Among the questions are, can you break down the taxes and fees paid by airlines for airport services to Tucumán SA? What is the landing and takeoff fee currently paid by airlines to the international airport? What is the fee for the use of embarkation and disembarkation platform that the airlines pay, and can you break it down by airline? They will also ask, what is the fee for the use of the long-term parking platform at the airport, and which airline currently uses this service, and how much is the amount received in the last 5 years for long-term parking by airlines? Arab was this Tuesday in the Assembly, but he went to support the institution's budget for the next fiscal year, 2023. He said that the budget will be $265 million, $27 million more than in 2022. Tocumen is a company that generates its own income, and for us, after the major crisis due to COVID, it is important to resume our activities, he said. Our recovery is already underway. The General Administrator of the Urban Home Cleaning Authority, the AAUD, Pedro Castillo, requested on Tuesday that the issue of the recommended budget for this institution be analysed. The request was made when going to the Budget Commission of the National Assembly this Tuesday. This is for the support of the 2023 tax hearing. There, Castillo said that an amount of $222 million had been requested. However, the Ministry of Economy and Finance recommended $73.3 million. Castillo indicated that the request for $222 million doesn't constitute a whim, and that rather we need it. The official acknowledged that the entity under his charge is criticised for the lack of waste collection or frequencies, but insisted that a larger budget will allow them to improve. We're not the Ministry of Health, but we have to do with health to prevent public health problems, said the official. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.